blessing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Allos parakletos. Allos is Greek for another. And then parakletos. One called to go with you. Together with you. Why did Jesus use allos? Because he ought to have said heteros parakletos, meaning another one. It would be another. So they used two words for another. One was heteron or allon. Or you say allos or heteros. Heteros parakletos, meaning another comforter. Now, comforter was one of the several Greek synonyms. Praise God. Why did Jesus choose the word allos instead of heteros? Heteros was used if it was another of a different kind. But he used allos if it was another of exactly the same kind. So Jesus didn't say, I'll pray the Father and he shall send you heteros parakletos, which would have meant another of a different kind in quality. But he says, I'll pray the Father and he shall send you allos parakletos, meaning another one that is exactly like me. He looks like me. He talks like me. He acts like me. He loves like me. In other words, you will not miss Jesus when he goes. Because the Holy Ghost will come and take his place. And the Holy Ghost will relate to you as lovingly as Jesus did. And the disciples were comforted. Hallelujah. I believe that's one of the reasons they chose the word comforter among the several synonyms for parakletos. All right, now there's a reason we said that. Let's go to our verse. Verse 26, St. John's Gospel, chapter number 15. But when the parakletos, one that's called to go together with you, is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, who is he? Even the Spirit of truth. Now, he tells us who he is, which proceedeth. I want you to underline that word. I want you to notice Jesus should have said, which will proceed from the Father. He didn't say that. You know, Jesus always chose his words carefully. For example, when they asked him about Abraham, and when he said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and they began to laugh at him. They said, we said it, you're crazy, you're mad. You're not up to 50 years, and have you seen Abraham? Then Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. Now, grammatically, he should have said, before Abraham was, I was. Now, that would have meant that he was before Abraham. But he didn't say that. They expected him to go into a discussion of semantics, but he didn't. He said, before Abraham was, I am. You know what he did? He chose the very word that God Almighty chose. When Moses asked him in the burning bush, and he said, who shall I say sent me? He said, tell them, I am has sent you. He said, that is my name. My name is I Am. So Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. That's the reason they picked up stones to kill him. If he had said, before Abraham was, I was, they would say, look at you. We know your mother, we know your father. But he said, before Abraham was, I am. They said, you are making yourself equal with God. He chose his words carefully. Now again, he says, even the spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father. He gives us a light as to who the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost is the one that proceeds from the Father. What is Jesus talking about? What is Jesus saying? No wonder he's so awesome. God Almighty is so wonderful. There's no way for us to describe him. He's so great. Great, great, great. Let me explain what Jesus is communicating to his disciples. Come here, come. Let me show you something. I've tried to explain this to you several times. I pray to God that for once you'll catch it. Bring that chair. I want to show you something. Oh, boy. Man, oh, my. Oh, boy. Now watch this. Let's assume this is Papa God on the throne. Smile, Jesus loves you. Now let's take it that this is Papa God on the throne. He sits on the throne. He doesn't need to get up from the throne. He doesn't get tired. He cannot be tired of sitting. He is not man. He cannot be weary of anything. He never gets bored. It's no use getting up. He sits on the throne. He is the Ancient of Days. Around him are wonderful angels of God. The Bible says all the time, they keep saying, holy, holy, holy. Somebody said the thrice holy God. Well, they go, holy, holy, holy. All the time, they look at him and go, holy, holy, holy. Why do they do that? I want to tell you why they do that all the time. Because every time, as they turn to look at God, his glory has changed. He's not what they saw before. So they go, holy, holy, holy. By the time they lift their heads up, his glory has changed. They see another side of God. They say his many-sided wisdom. They talk about his many-sided form. So they go, holy, holy, holy. They raise their heads one more time. The glory has changed. Always the angels wonder at the awesomeness of this great God of glory. They are never bored of worshiping him. Somebody said, we'll be bored in heaven. You will not be bored, brother. Every time you raise your head, you see something else. Every time you lift your eyes, you see another glory. That's why you see, as we know, we learn about God and press into him to learn more about him. All the time, we are enthused by his presence. We are inspired by his glory. And as we raise our eyes again, there he is with another glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I lift my eyes and I see he's the blesser of Abraham. Glory to God. Oh, and I say, holy, holy, holy. Then I lift my eyes. I see he's a healer. Oh, holy, holy, holy. Great, great glory. And while he's sitting on the throne, he wants to do something over there. You know what? He just pops out from here. Then they see him. He's going over there, but he's sitting over there. And the angels cry, look at him. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. And he's walking down this way. And while he's doing something over here, he's still here. He's still here. Then he wants to do something over there. While he's doing it over there, he pops out this way. He's over here. Guess what? While he's here, he wants to move over there. He's still fixing this stuff. He pops out from here to there. He's here. He's there. He's still on the throne. He's right over there. Glory to God. Woo! That's why while he was on the throne in heaven, Jesus was being baptized by John, and the Holy Ghost just remember at this time John the Baptist was full of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost was in John the Baptist. Yet the Holy Ghost came out of heaven in the form of a dove and came upon Jesus. Are you still there? Who is the Holy Ghost? That which proceeds from the Father. Hallelujah!
It's time for your miracle.
There are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God, and you act your faith, we teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life. Say amen. Never let the enemy control your life. I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream and has been trying to throw. I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Oh, the more. Just go behind the ladies here. Stand there. Mm-hmm. definitely you don't want that evil spirit inside you, okay? You don't. Put your hand on your stomach like this. In the mighty name of Jesus. The rest of you, stretch your hands this way. Stretch your hands toward them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! Out! Out!
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Who is the Holy Ghost? That which proceeds from the Father. Hallelujah! Holy Ghost was in John the Baptist. Yet the Holy Ghost came out of heaven in the form of a dove and came upon Jesus. Are you still there? He carries the divine presence. And while he is doing all that, one day, a little boy named Chris wanted to receive the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost came right into my spirit. Oh, glory to God. Glory. Now, he lives in me. As though he weren't anywhere else. And he lives right inside you. And he lives in you. And he lives in you. He lives in you. Glory to God. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Who is the Holy Ghost? He is the communicator of the divine presence. Who is the Holy Ghost? He is the distributor of the blessings of God. Who is the Holy Ghost? Wow. Let me tell you something. Are you still here? That Holy Spirit is the one that we ought to get acquainted with. If you know him, he will reveal the Father to you. If you know him, he'll reveal Jesus to you. If you know him, he will fill your life with the goodness of God. If you know him, brother, if you know him, all your troubles, all your trials, hallelujah, they will bow before you. If you know the Holy Ghost, he says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Paul Shantala Mayeda Basaka. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just bow your heads and open your mouth and say, Lord, I want to receive your word. I open my heart. I'm receiving it. I'm receiving it. I'm receiving it. Declare that word now. Confess it. Confess it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are in a day of communication. It's a communication age. There's so much. And so the media is loaded with a lot of material. Wherever you are, you're bombarded
with messages from television stations. You get on the internet, the same thing. Everywhere. So they're able to reach you anywhere you are. Even now, you pick up telephone receivers, particularly in Europe, and then as soon as you pick it up, there's a message for you. They've got something to tell you. All of this, as far as I'm concerned, presents an opportunity for the gospel to us, really. There's a lot we can do. But to be rightly positioned, for you to be used of God, you have to make the Word of God available to you, because other things have been made available to you. I ask somebody, why don't you take your Bible? He says, well, it's a big one, that's why. Buy a small one too. Buy them in various sizes. Get the one you can put in your handbag. Get the one you can put in your suit. They're all in various sizes for different occasions. After all, you all buy bags and clothes and shoes for different occasions. Oh yeah, I've seen that. Why can't you get your Bible for different occasions? I have Bibles for different occasions. I noticed you made a little noise when I talked about that. Don't you have clothes for different occasions? Why can't you have a Bible for different occasions? You just thought about it now. Make sure you do it. Make sure you do it. And some of you ladies can even start considering Bibles to match. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right. So everywhere you are, you just sit down and you start looking at your Bible. See, the man that knows the Word will win in these last days. There's no doubt about it. God said in His word of prophecy, He said, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And only those things that cannot be shaken will remain. And we are in the last days now, where all things will be shaken, and only those that are rightly founded will remain. Don't be moved by the pretenders you see. You know who are called pretenders? Those who are pretending to be winning. They are pretending. I say that because any success that is not founded on the Word of God is failure. It's called, it came to pass. God's prosperity doesn't come to pass. It comes to stay. Hallelujah. Says the part of the just is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. We're journeying in that bright and shining light. To the day He is revealed from heaven. Glory to God. Now, there's a subject I've been trying in the last 2 weeks, or I believe, 2 weeks somehow, in a church here, I'm trying in the last 2 weeks to get into, and I've not been able to get out of the introduction. So I thought that, you know, when you want to share the Word of God, doesn't matter what topic you have, when you face the people, they can pull it out of you or not pull it out of you. Are you hearing me? Well, they could not pull it all out of me. In 2 weeks, they couldn't pull it out. I want to see if you can pull it out today. They couldn't pull it out. They couldn't pull it out. They tried. They couldn't pull it out. I told them they couldn't pull it out.
I tried, and they tried, and it just didn't work. So I hope you can pull it out today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's on the subject of the Lordship of Jesus. You know, in Romans chapter number 10, in verse 9, he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you see that? That's how we receive salvation, the Lordship of Jesus, the acknowledgement and confession of the Lordship of Jesus. He said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Now, a lot of evangelists and even preachers and pastors all over the world, so many of them, I don't mean all of them, but many of them, tell people to be saved, confess all your sins. And they say, confess your sins now. Tell God every sin you can remember, and then he'll save you. No, that doesn't work. That's not biblical. You don't receive salvation by confessing your sins. The Bible doesn't say if you confess your sins, you receive salvation. It doesn't even say if you repent, you receive salvation. It doesn't tell the sinner to repent. Now that's a big subject. Anyway, put it this way. Knowledge is power. What you don't know is your problem. Hey, come on, let me put it again. Did you hear what I said? Your problem is not anything but what you don't know. What you don't know is your problem. For when you get to know, that's your deliverance. Your limitation is your lack of information.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Caribbean Broadcast Network, Tortola, British Virgin Island. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us at 128-434-034. 61 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.